A new Warner Brothers movie is following in the tradition of Norma Rae and Silkwood. Like those films, North Country is a drama about women in blue-collar jobs. North Country is based on the story of the real woman who filed the first class-action lawsuit charging sexual harassment. Director Nikki Caro shot most of the film in Minnesota's Iron Mine Country, where the real-life story took place. While some locals are worried about how their community comes off in the film, others are excited that Hollywood has taken notice of their part of the world. Stephanie Hemphill of Minnesota Public Radio has this report.
The movie North Country stars Oscar winner Charlize Theron with Richard Jenkins as her father.
Pop, we got a house. We got the loan and everything.
Want me to congratulate you?
You act like I'm stealing. I work damn hard every day, same as you.
Oh. No, you're the same as me.
Oh, no. There's a few differences. You don't go to work scared of what they're going to write about you on the walls or what kind of disgusting thing you might find in your locker. You don't got to be scared that one of these days you'll come to work and get right.
The movie is based on the experiences of women who struggled with sexual harassment when they took jobs as iron miners in the mid-1970s. Charlize Theron's character is based on Lois Jensen, a young single mother who needed a job with good pay and benefits to support her family. One of her co-workers was Marcy Steele, who took a job in the mines in 1976.
It was scary. That's all I can say. It was a scary place to be at first.
The mine pits are like man-made canyons, hundreds of feet deep and miles across. A huge machine on tracks roams the pit, drilling holes in the rock. Miners pack the holes with explosives to blast the ore free. The processing plants are filled with giant machines that grind and crush the ore. Marcy Steele used to oil those machines, climbing catwalks several stories high to reach them.
In the plant, I always thought it was like the inside of a dinosaur's stomach. You never saw daylight. Didn't matter if it was days, afternoons, midnights.
She was in her early 20s. She didn't know that 10 years later she'd be involved in a groundbreaking lawsuit against the Eveleth Mine, or that this year she'd be talking to filmmakers about her experiences. If she goes to see the movie, she'll probably recognize a lot of things, like how some of the men made it clear women weren't welcome in the mines.
You got no business being here, and you damn well know it. But you're not hearing that, are you? So let's try something new. How about work hard? Keep your mouth shut and take it like a man.
The men who harass the women call them obscene names and accuse them of taking a job away from a man. They painted crude graffiti on the walls. A man twice as big as Marcy Steele punched her when she asked him to move so she could use a rag he was sitting on.
He jumped up, swung his fist back, took a big swing at my head. I ducked. My hard hat went flying across the room. I was just like, woo, that was close.
Other women were assaulted, too. Some were stalked. Some were threatened with rape. One woman opened her locker and found that someone had left semen on her clothing 3 times. When they complained to the foreman, nothing happened. One of Steele's co-workers, Jan Woleen, said sometimes the foremen were the problem.
The foreman patted me on the butt, and I said, don't do that. Well, he did it again. He said, oh, you like it, babe.
Most of the women who worked at the Eveleth Mine back then won't talk to the media. One of them is Lois Jensen, the woman Charlize Theron's character is based on. Jensen didn't want the movie to be shot on the Iron Range, and she's not happy about the book the movie is based on, Class Action, because it ignores the men who helped her learn her job and tried to defend her against the guys who picked on her. Brian Lottie was a union official in the early 80s. He says there wasn't much he could do back then because the company had no policy on sexual harassment.
A lot of the women would call me at home, and we would talk and try to help them out any way you could. But then, I had to go to that job too, so I had to be careful how you walked and talked and treated the whole thing.
Some of the women began having medical and emotional problems. Some were diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder and went on disability. three women filed a lawsuit. Eventually, two-thirds of the female workforce joined in. They asked for compensation and demanded that the company and the union create a policy on sexual harassment. The judge ruled the harassment was so pervasive, the case could proceed as a class action. It was the first class action lawsuit against sexual harassment. In 1998, the women settled with the company, 10 years after they filed their suit. Now that the story's been made into a film, some people in northern Minnesota worry it might give the area a black eye. But most locals are surprisingly enthusiastic about the movie. They lined up by the hundreds to try out as extras. Lynn Lentz and her friend Mary Beth Shepherd got to be in the crowd at a hockey game.
It'll be a good story. I'm excited to see the movie.
And I did have some girlfriends that worked in the mines at that time, so it'd be interesting to see how they portray that.
Bruce Middleton worked at the mine.
I think it's going to be true to fact. It's all a part of what the range was like at that time.
And you think it's changed a lot?
Somewhat.
A lot of people on the Iron Range are only vaguely aware of the harassment that went on at the Eveleth mine. Some may be surprised at what they see in the movie. Marcy Steele says working on the film has helped her realize what she went through has made a difference.
Some of the women from the makeup department would came and say, thank you, you don't know what you even did for us in California. So it was very nice to hear that. Finally to hear somebody say that they appreciated what we went through.
Because of what they went through, the mines in Minnesota now have policies and training on harassment, and the case pushed companies around the country to confront sexual harassment. The film North Country opens October 21st. For National Public Radio, I'm Stephanie Hemphill.